Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Nigel?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's going on, Nigel? This is Nomad.
This is Nigel for Sea Beyond My Skin, and today I'm with Nomad, Germantown artist and fashion designer. Thanks for being with me today, Nomad.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, researching your story, I know you have a love for fashion and graffiti. What was the attraction?
As far as fashion, I've always had just the keen sense of individuality. I've always liked to express myself through fashion, and I've never really liked looking like other people. So there was one thing about my fashion taste that I was able to express myself in, be very unique. And graffiti, that was one of my that honestly was the earliest recollection of art that I can remember. I actually had a uncle who did graffiti, and he would make like every birthday he would make like graffiti jackets or graffiti shirts with like our pictures and our names on them and stuff like that. And just always seeing graffiti growing up in Germantown, seeing it in different places, it was always intriguing to me, just the different techniques, the different places they were at, and then just seeing things that you liked, not really knowing what it was, but just seeing something that you really liked, and then you see it more and more, and then as you get older, you learn about what it is. That was really my initial attraction to graffiti and fashion, especially with graffiti, how you know what that word says, but you're looking at it like that's not the right way you spell it, but it still looks cool because the writer was able to put it in such a way that it catches the eye. So those were my initial attractions to it.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
How did you get the name Nomad?
Actually, it's a play off of my real name, but it's funny because one thing I had learned just from always playing around with my name and learning about what a nomad was, the older I got, I can say that I kind of grew into a nomadic lifestyle. So I was like moving all over the place, not all over the place, but like in different parts of the city. I moved from Nicetown to West Philadelphia, back to Germantown. I was in Mount Airy. I was in a bunch of different places, just moving all over. But my younger years, I was still like basically uptown, like Germantown, Mount Airy, and like West Oakland. But it kind of fit me. The more and more I started doing my work and my graffiti, and I had to because I actually ended up having to become, I guess, anonymous with the work that I was doing. I didn't have to, but I decided to take that route, and that was the name that I chose. And it was pretty, it based off everything that I just told you, it was pretty easy, and it fit really well. But yeah, it's a play off of my real name.
That's really interesting.
Thank you.
So it's kind of like a mix between your name and something that is kind of like synonymous for you.
Yeah, I would say that, and especially more so over more so over my the past. Well, actually, I would say since about 2016, 2017, when I started my art journey and just taking this journey, I consider like my art journey kind of nomadic because it's all over the place as well, including just my personal journey where it's just like I'm going to different places in like 3 different years. I lived in 3 different places. So it's funny how some things they'll just fit and you don't know where it's gonna go, but then it's like, all right, it just fits and it kind of takes time and then it's like, oh yeah, it fits perfectly. So that's basically how that happened.
So, you're an incognito artist. Does that give you any freedoms, or is it like part of the thrill?
That's a very, very good question. And it's a very interesting question. One thing I can say is it's refreshing for me because I would consider myself, I guess, an introvert. So I don't really like, I'm weird. Like getting praise and just like attention and stuff like that. I'm not really, I don't know. It's not really my thing. I kind of like to just do things and be able to just live my life. So as far as like with being incognito, it's a double-edged sword, I would say, because in a case like this, I would love to come out and meet you or just have you come by my space. When I had my first show, it would have been like, just love to be able to talk to people about my artwork. But it on another note, it was still good. I like it because I'm able to get like people's honest opinion on work. So it's like I could literally ask somebody, like one of the things I would do at my show during the opening reception, I told people, anybody who knew who I was, like my friends and family, I just told them don't acknowledge me as the artist. So like I was able to walk around and talk to different people about the artwork and hear their honest opinion opposed to them just telling me something that they think I might want to hear just because I'm the artist. Like you kind of get what I'm saying. It kind of gives me that flexibility to critique people's real feelings and just be a regular person, because that's kind of how I feel. I really, a lot of times I forget that I do artwork that people really enjoy. And it's one of that's one of the things too, where I would say it's like a double-edged sword, because as much as I would like to give into all my art, like put myself into all my artwork, I'm still human. So I just like to relax sometimes, if that makes any sense.
So it's something to put less pressure on you, or something where you can kind of see in a third person perspective of you.
Yeah, that's very true. And I never thought of it that way, but that's very, very true. Also, one of the things is just fame. Fame scares me. Like being famous, that's not something that I ever wanted to be. So one of my things was I would always love to just be well off and be able to take care of what I need to take care of. Fame was never something that I like was striving for. And it's kind of funny that I've become, I guess, famous or infamous in some ways. But yeah, I would say too, it's a weird dynamic in situations where it's like, I might want to apply for like an artist in residency, or I might be somewhere and I'm talking to somebody about my art and it's not like I can tell them like, yeah, this is what I do. So it's still like something that I'm learning to balance. Yeah, it's honestly really fun. I would say that as well too. Just to be able to do things and people not know it's you. But they just know that somebody is creating this stuff. That was a really good question. I appreciate you for asking me that. I don't really think, I think about that a lot, but not as in depth as I just did.
So activism is a big part of your art. And how do you see like the connection between art and activism?
I feel like it goes hand in hand. I feel like the artist's responsibility is to speak on things they feel passionate about. And that's the beauty in their art. So regardless of what side of the fence somebody stands on, art is a place where you can express yourself. So I definitely feel like it definitely goes hand in hand. And using your art as a tool for activism, I feel like it's something that not everybody can do well. And honestly, I didn't think that I really was doing that well. I just was really writing how I felt. And I didn't know that many people, like I knew that many people felt the way that I did, but when I started writing what I was writing, I didn't know that it would take on that much support. I could say that much. And I literally was just speaking for myself and just the situations, the daily situations that I would go through. And it was just me voicing my frustrations and my opinions and my beliefs and the things I felt like I wanted to see. That was really just like my initial reasoning for just why I use my art as a platform. I would say I'm relatively new. I'm like an infant in my artist journey because I haven't been creating as Nomad for more than, I would say, 5 years. But before that, I was always pretty vocal about like the things that I believed in. And a lot of people, they would tell me, before I even went down the Nomad art journey, they were like, a lot of people were like, yeah, I always look to you like on your social media because you were always talking about news and things that I felt like were beneficial, like always talking about Black businesses, always talking about like just everything Black. That was like my mission, just to highlight Black people at all costs. It was something that I always been like extremely vocal about, like social media. A lot of people would tell me like I will always come to your page to find out about this person or that person or this restaurant or this business. So that was just always in me. So being that it was in me, it translated into my artwork was kind of, it was like I like making abstract art, but I also like making art with messages. If anything, one of the messages that you know I'm going to be shouting from the rooftops is about like Black power and Black unity and just the overall beautifulness of Blackness, honestly. The overall beauty of Blackness, I can say that.
Wow. Does your art get affected by like current events or things that are happening with like activism communities?
It's funny, but yes and no, because I don't watch the news or pay attention to like current events or anything like that. I kind of stay in my own bubble. But it's funny because like a lot of things that I spoke on in years prior, especially before 2020, like a lot of things that like a lot of messages and themes that were heavy in like the work that I did and the things that I said, you seen like coming to fruition during 2020 and during this year, like as far as like just people, just the power and the numbers of the working class, just capitalism, just Black people being even seen as people in America, just so many different issues, or not even issues, just topics. The Black dollar, the Black businesses, the Black self-image, so many different things that I've kind of spoken about from when I started now seem to be like the theme and what people are paying attention to. So it's like, I honestly just speak on how I feel. And I don't really get caught up in too many of the, in too much of what's going on, because it's still a lot that I need to learn, and it's still a lot that I want other people that I'm still trying to teach other people. So it's like I got a long way to go. So I just research and just do a lot of studying, and the only current events that I really pay attention to is basketball. And I wouldn't even say sports, it's just strictly basketball.
Well, that's really interesting how you kind of combine things in your life and the world into art. And you have a clothing brand called Good Samaritan. What does that mean to you?
So Good Samaritan is actually it was a name that me and one of my best friends, it was a company we had thought of like a while ago. But then when I had met my partner, we talked about it. And then she was telling me, she was like, yeah, she's like, I think Good Samaritans is like a really good name for the brand. And that was just being basically almost like a play on the Good Samaritans from the Bible. One of the mantras was be careful not to do your good works in public in order to attract attention. And that was, it was something that I kind of lived by, where it was like, I especially in this day and age with like social media, where everybody kind of does things for attention. I kind of just wanted people to just do things just out of the kindness of your heart. Like, just if whatever you was going to do, do it because you were going to do it. Like, don't do it because it's a camera watching you, or don't do it because you feel like it's some type of, it's something for you to gain. You should just be good. So that was kind of where like Good Samaritans came from. And honestly, I feel like one of the things I wanted to do was like highlight the people that I really admired just growing up and now. So it was almost like a play where I would be using just like different historical figures, or just maybe just people who were important to me, and like paying homage to them. So like I have like a lot of my older pieces, I might I had pieces with like Keith Haring on it, because that was one of my favorite artists. Pieces with like Romare Bearden and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Pieces with artwork by Emery Douglas. And I kind of just used it. That was like my medium. I guess I could say I was my most freest on, because it was something that I really, it started as just me making clothes for myself. And then every now and then people would be putting in like custom orders, like, hey, can you make me this? And hey, can you make me that? And then I started creating entire collections. So that's, it's something that I really like and I got to get back into, but it's just life. And a lot has been going on. So, but I'm definitely getting back into the groove on my fashion side.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I want to ask you two questions I ask everyone I interview.
Okay.
The first one is, how do you see yourself, and how do you fear others perceive you?
How do I see myself? That is a very good question. I see myself as just, as funny as it seems, I see myself as like a child in this world, just learning. Like every day I'm trying to learn. And not childlike in my mannerisms, but more so childlike with my eagerness to try to learn and just things I want to learn about. I feel like I constantly want to learn, or I constantly trying new things. So that's one of the reasons why it's kind of, I wouldn't say hard, but I bounce around a lot from thing to thing, because I like experimenting. And feel, or how do I feel others perceive me?
How do you fear others perceive you?
Did you say, how do I fear?
Yeah.
How do I fear? What does that mean? I'm trying to...
Like, how do you... What is the thing that you would least want to be perceived as?
Oh. The thing I would least want to be perceived as. I guess a bad person. Like a person who... And it's funny because I've been perceived that way. So, but honestly, that's something I don't really think about too much, because even perception is not reality. It's your reality, but it's not reality. It's funny because perception is life, and life is funny because no matter what you do, you'll have people that like you, you'll have people that don't like you, and you'll have people that are kind of on the fence. So it's something that I don't spend too much time thinking about how people perceive me. I just try to put out the most honest version of myself. So some people may like it, some people may not like it. But at the end of the day, I'm just being honest with myself. And that's all I can be. That's a really interesting question. The first thing that did come to mind was a bad person, but it's like I've been perceived and lied on, and it's been so many things said about me, and it's just like, okay. So if people knew who I was, then any problems or issues, then I might have to face those in my everyday life. But because Nomad is like this fictional character, I guess Nomad is somebody that people can like place all their frustrations and blame on, and it's okay. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because it's almost like it might not be, it's a real person, but it's not a real person. We can blame him for the graffiti around here. So, I'm sorry if I'm not being more direct with your question, but
I think the answer was good.
Thank you, Nigel. But yeah, that's really how I feel about that.
Thanks so much for calling.
But I really do appreciate you for taking your time out and reaching out to me, and I really do appreciate the fact that you appreciate the work that I do. Because like I said, sometimes I kind of forget that I do stuff that people like a lot. And I guess they say the people who think they can change the world are the ones who do. And I think I'm just like a little crazy, and I think I can. So that's all I'm trying to do. And I'm just trying to inspire others to do the same too. Because it's like when I talk to people, they might say, oh, you're such a great person and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, I'm really just regular, and I just feel like I do what anybody else can do. So that's something that I want you to think about too, Nigel. And I'm glad that you're using, I'm glad that you're not being silent on this, in your journey, in your life's journey. I'm glad that you're speaking up and speaking out against the things that you like and the things that you don't like, because that's very important. Some people don't find their voices till they get older, and the fact that you're doing it while you're so young is not going to turn into anything but success. That's really what I feel for you.
Lastly, I have one last question.
Okay.
Where would you be able to get some of these clothes?
I have a website. It's www.shopgoodsamaritans.com. But I also have, I'll put stuff sporadically like on my Instagram. For me, that's one of my ways that I'm able to connect with so many people, because I'm kind of off the grid. I don't really have a phone. And social media, that's kind of how I keep in contact with my family and friends and the people who support me. So, but www.shopgoodsamaritans.com, and that's where you can see a few of the things that I worked on. It may be only like four or five things that are on my website right now.
Okay. I'll share that with like the viewers or whatever. Okay. Thanks so much for agreeing to interview.
No, thank you. Thank you for reaching out to me. It's really a blessing, and I'm humbled. I really do appreciate it. Like I said before.
This was Nigel for Sea Beyond My Skin, talking to Nomad. Stay strong and stay true to your story.